views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hi there. You are listening to the Gimme the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. Tune in every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, where I share very practical, grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, your work, and your relationships. What does Gimme the Joy make you feel? Do you believe you're meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to go about it? I can help. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, founder of Joy School and the Joy at Work programs. Join me as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to the Gimme the Joy Show. I'm Lynn Horde, your host, and today we are talking about how to deepen into the flow of more joy. Now, I've got a really interesting perspective on this at the moment. In case you missed the last show, I shared that I was diagnosed with breast cancer 2 months ago. So you can imagine it's been quite an interesting time being the joy coach and thinking about how do I go about being joyful when you have something like this. So it's a really interesting time for me. And it's a really great time because one of the questions I get asked a lot is that age-old question of, you know, how the heck do you live with more joy when you are in trying times or difficult times or, you know, experiencing things like this and other major life dramas or traumas like, you know, death or marriage breakup, you know, those things that can really cause us a lot of emotional turmoil. So I thought that today what I really wanted to share with you, because it's been top of my mind, you know, I've been getting treatment and kind of seeing how that all pans out and, you know, on a day-to-day basis going, right, how do I live with joy during this experience? And there's been a couple of things that kind of keep coming up for me during this time. I was like, well, I think that I'd really love to share those with you today because I, you know, through my experience, I'm like, great, you know, these are some things that have really made a difference for me and helped me to live with joy during this time. And I really hope that it will help you too, no matter where you are, you know, whether it's with, whether you are experiencing something that's really rough right now or, you know, your life is kind of ticking along as normal. You know, all the things that I talk about, whether it's in this episode or the others, you know, they can all be applied whatever kind of situation that you are in. And so I'm going to be talking about some bigger themes today, but I just also want to say, so the bigger things we're talking about, they doesn't change the fact that, you know, joy is still a daily thing. So, you know, even if you came to me, you know, and I hadn't been in this situation, even if you came to me and said, Lynn, this is my situation, like, what would you recommend? I would still tell you, go out, my friend, and remember that joy is a, in the moment, present, you know, small things, kind of drops of joy. That's kind of how you kind of go through life. So, you know, if you're interested in that, that was kind of the topic I talked about in the last episode, which was episode 10 of Gimme the Joy. And that was all about, you know, right, you know, I've been getting out for walks and enjoying the beauty of the autumn leaves and, you know, having a lot of laughs with my friends and my dad and, you know, continuing life, you know, as much as I can normally and connecting in the usual ways that I would with people and friends and going out and doing things as much as I can. So it's still all about that. So I want you to remember that. And I talk a lot about, you know, creating joy as a habit, and that on the practical, you know, what do I do kind of thing is still the case. But there's some bigger picture stuff that allows you to be in even more flow with joy. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. And the very first thing I'm going to be talking about is actually faith. Now, I don't normally talk about this, so this is new for me to talk about in the context of joy. And it's not that it's new, it's a new concept for me, but I know it's one that can sometimes bring stuff up for other people. You know, there are people out there who don't necessarily have a faith. There's that whole, like, I'm not religious. And, you know, so I don't necessarily talk about it before because I don't want someone to turn off to this idea of faith or for it to get in the way of them, you know, pursuing their joy more fully. But I have to talk about it today because it really has made a big difference. And I'm going to talk about it in a way that hopefully, you know, you won't think I'm telling you to go out and find religion. You know, if that is you, then nothing against that whatsoever, no judgment. But this is more about, you know, finding, so for me, you know, what I mean by faith is finding a faith or a belief in something greater than you. So whatever that looks like, you know, so you might call it a higher power, you might call it God, the universe. You know, my mentor of mine, she says, whatever, you know, the God of your understanding is, and that's a great way to think about it. And that could be anything. And maybe that's yourself. Maybe that's about, you know, having faith in yourself, you know, whatever that looks like for you. So I don't want this to be a concept that, you know, we label anyway. It's just like, you know, what is your faith in something potentially greater than you? And as I said, like, I know that this idea can be, you know, challenging for some people, and it has been for me in the past as well. And I'll share a bit more about my journey to kind of creating my own form of faith, I guess, as I've gone along the way. But it has played a really big part in the amount of peace and serenity, I guess, that I feel in my life, you know, right now in these difficult circumstances. And I believe it has allowed me to kind of sink deeper into joy and like those moments of joy that I talked about. So, you know, when I get to go for a walk, when I've got the energy to go for a walk and just enjoy the sunshine, and I live in a beautiful part of the UK now and I'm surrounded by fields and, you know, I can walk past farms and cows and horses and walk, and I have beautiful forests, and, you know, walking through nature is incredible, and I get to do that, you know, very frequently, and it's almost like it's even brighter or even more joyful now, as in I get to sink into that moment. So, you know, this is what this has allowed for me. Now, again, as I said, if you're listening and you feel resistant to the idea of faith, like, that's perfectly okay. Like, I totally get it. I have been there myself in the past. It's just something I wanted to explore with you today. And I guess, you know, invite you to think about, you know, what faith do you have in your life? You know, what role does it play? You know, does it support you in some way? And if you don't have a faith, you know, just, you know, thinking about, well, what do I believe in that might be greater than me or not? So that's my invitation for you today, just to as we go along and talk about this, you know, kind of not necessarily judge the idea of faith, but just have a think about, right, so what could this mean for me? How can I use this concept in order to create more joy in my own life? So two of the things that really, for me, when I talk about faith, two of the things that really make it, that this encapsulates for me is certain beliefs. And one of the things is believing that everything is working out for the best, whatever situation you are in, that it is work, somehow it is working out for, like, what I call your highest good, even if it doesn't look like it or feel like it. Or you can't see how, and that's often the case. You know, we've had a car accident. You know, someone may have passed away. You know, we've broken up with someone we consider to be, you know, our life partner, and we can't possibly see in those moments how this could be for our greater good. And it took me a long time to really embrace this belief. So I understood it conceptually, but I was like, really? How can this, you know, things would happen in my life? I'm like, are you serious? How can this really be for my greater good? But it really recently, you know, I finally, it was actually earlier this year, and I'll talk more about that as we go along, I finally grounded into that somehow this was, you know, this is for my greater good, that whatever happens, you know, whether I label it as good, bad, or ugly, it is somehow for my highest good. So the second belief in there that I really kind of embrace is believing that you are fully supported by, as I said, the God of your understanding or the universe, kind of like in all ways. And, you know, these two things, and I have really struggled with those. So if you're sitting there going, oh, you know, that's really hard for me to embrace, I really understand that. I have, you know, gone through life going, you know, really, is this really working out for my best? And most of the time I didn't believe that. You know, I did not believe that the universe was really on my side, had my back, that God was supporting me. So I totally get it if that's in the place where you're at right now. And I'll kind of share as we go along, you know, what led me to where I am and right now. So the reason this is kind of important in terms of a bigger picture context is, you know, I'll give you a bit of a background. So two of the things that have really kept me back in my life, or really kind of kept me out of my joy, I guess you could say, are two things. And I don't think I'm alone in these, which is why I really wanted to kind of be straight up front about these today. And one of them is loneliness. You know, so there are, you know, big periods of my life where I certainly felt a lot of loneliness. And the other one is I really felt unsupported. Now, these weren't necessarily conscious things. They kind of were underneath the surface. But having done a lot of inner work, I can really see these stories playing now. And I felt so loneliness and feeling unsupported. And, you know, most of my life I have felt these things for periods of time, not necessarily all the time. And I often thought, you know, that the loneliness particularly was related to not being in a long-term relationship during times or not having my life partner. But, you know, as you listening and as many of my married friends have told me, like being in a relationship doesn't mean you don't feel alone. So that's really stumped me. It's that, you know, and I've done a lot of work. I was like, so I don't get it. Like, why do I still feel this? You know, it really stumped me. And I have talked a lot about, you know, being happy wherever you are. You know, that's something I talk about, that you can feel more joy, that you can be happy, you know, wherever you are in life. But I personally struggled with that, you know, a lot. And I was like, oh, it was really frustrating. I can tell you, I was like, I don't get it. I know that this is possible, but I'm not making it happen. And why is that? And the other thing was, you know, feeling unsupported. You know, so this whole, and this was kind of, I felt alone in life. So this is different to loneliness. It's like I couldn't rely on people. I didn't feel like I had that necessarily support, that person I could go to, or people. And, you know, what's funny about that is I have always been surrounded by really good friends, by good family. So on the surface, you wouldn't say that it looked like I was unsupported, but it was how I felt on the inside. So that's the difference. And I know, you know, you might feel like this too, or you might have felt like this in the past. You know, I just felt like there was no one there for me if I really needed them. It was like I had to rely on myself, and, you know, especially not the universe. You know, we're talking about faith, so I really did not feel like the universe was on my side, I guess. And I kind of often felt like everyone else got the life, so to speak, but not me. So I just wanted to share like the background and those kind of two stories that often played out for me. And, you know, I got really confused about these because, you know, I've done a lot of inner work and but these things felt so stubborn. I was like, why won't you shift? And, you know, I can see now it was all part of my journey, so that we could sit here and have this conversation and I could share with you, you know, what finally worked. And then we're coming back to the idea of faith, because earlier this year I was like, I've had enough. I was like, the only thing pretty much I hadn't tried was really diving into my relationship with God, the universe. I was like, that's the only thing that I really haven't like spent real devotion, really devoted some time to. So earlier this year, I really made a commitment to developing my relationship with God, the universe. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how I went about that and what happened. So we'll be back in a second from break. Be right with you.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com. Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Welcome back to Give Me the Joy. We are talking about faith and how faith can allow you to deepen the flow and step into more of the flow of joy in your life. So before the break, when we paused, I left you with a cliffhanger and said that I'm going to share how I personally, earlier this year, really developed my own faith. And again, this has been a lifelong journey, but things really changed earlier this year when I made an inner commitment to really developing my relationship with whether you call it God, higher power of my understanding, whatever you know that looks like or sounds like to you. Because it was the only thing really I hadn't tried to kind of resolve some of the inner challenges that I've had all of my life. So what I did was I was like, right, I am going to spend 30 days of prayer sitting with God every day and sharing exactly what was on my heart about my life and God's role in it. So I often refer to God as a he, so but just, you know, ignore that if you think of God in some other way, no problem. It's just my reference. So, you know, when I did these prayers, think no filter, like there was no filter, right? And so over those 30 days, I couldn't believe, I was so surprised at the level of emotion that came out from me when I was talking to God. I think maybe for the first 15 days, I probably cried every time I prayed. But, you know, this is a good thing, my friend, because I tell you, the release that I experienced, and my mentor in Australia, my energy mentor, the lady I work with around all this kind of stuff, her name's Lynette Arcady, you know, and she explained to me afterwards, she's like, you know, you really released so much of the fears and judgments that can really be, that can come up around your perception of God. So it was really, really helpful, and I just felt like a release, you know, and all of those things came up and I was able to let go of the idea. And, you know, and I'm maybe a lot of people have these, and although consciously I knew they weren't right, but the idea that, you know, God, you know, I kind of had imagined that God was somebody who punishes, that, you know, withholds love. It was a very adult child relationship that I had set up with, you know, with kind of the ultimate creator. And I eventually got to see that I was waiting for him to do something for me rather than realizing I could co-create with God. So I just wanted to share those, you know, because I think a lot of people have that experience. And, you know, if you're not alone, if you think those things about God, you're not alone. And, you know, it is a process of building that relationship if it's not something that you've done before. But what came out of that was so surprising to me. you know, and that's what I want to kind of talk to you about. You know, a friend of mine, that's my definition of kind of faith, is that belief that you're going to be okay. So that's ultimately what I really got out of that. You know, that the belief that I'm going to be okay, that things will work out for the better, even if I can't see it or don't know how at the time. You know, and it's really in really difficult times, many people say faith is what gets them through. And I had never had an experience where that was the case for me, because, you know, I realize now I hadn't really connected to my personal faith. But from this current experience where, you know, I've had a diagnosis that turns your life upside down, where, you know, you start to question, you know, everything about your life, and you can't operate in the same way in the world around you. And, you know, so it's been a really completely different way of life all of a sudden, you know, unexpected surprise, like a massive shock. But my faith has made a huge difference. You know, and I believe that, you know, as I said, 2 months ago I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I don't think I would be interacting with this experience in the same way if I had not worked on my faith earlier this year. You know, not to say I haven't gone through all the same emotions that people in this situation experience, but behind it, you know, I feel like this is all part of my life journey, and I have from the beginning. So I've been seeing a psychologist just to help me through the process. And, you know, she said to me, like, does this feel unjust to you? And I said, no. I was like, you know, I don't feel like it's a punishment. You know, I don't feel like I'm doing something wrong. It's not my fault. You know, it's that concept of it's happening to me. It's not happening to me. It's happening for me. You know, this experience I know will transform me for the better somehow, in some way, because I believe that's how the world works now. I believe that's my faith, that, you know, this somehow is a gift that will allow me to, you know, not only evolve myself, but allow me to be a greater conduit of joy, love, you know, and whatever it is I'm here to serve, in whatever way I'm here to serve. You know, so that's, you know, it's a really interesting thing. I don't know that I would have had that grounding, that sense, that real feeling in my body if I didn't have the faith that I have developed. So that's been a really big thing that's helped me through here. And I believe, you know, when I go back to the beginning of our show today, I talked about, you know, still those moments of joy throughout the day are the things that we're still, you know, looking for, those moments of joy. And because I am not kind of swirling in those emotions of somehow this is a punishment or a fault, you know, something that I've created myself, that's you know, a negative kind of thing, that's allowed me to maintain that connection to those moments of joy. So that's just a thing I wanted to share, because it really has made a big difference to me. And as I said, it really is a completely new feeling to me. Like, I have just got to this space earlier this year, you know, to know, and more importantly, I guess, to trust. Like, that's the big thing for me here, is to trust that the support I need will be there. So in the last segment, I talked about, you know, one of the things that I have often felt is lonely, and it's not a thing I feel now. And I believe that's through my faith. And the other thing I said was I feel unsupported, and it's been an extraordinary experience in the last 2 months of how much support I have received. But the really interesting thing, and, you know, you could say logically, well, that's normal. You know, you're in a situation, people will respond to you and provide the support you need. But I don't fear that the support won't be there at any point. So this is really a new, unique experience for me, a really new one that I just am absolutely delighted and feel so much joy from, because, you know, for me, that's evidence of my trust in the universe, in the bigger picture, in the fact that I am being supported at all times. And that, you know, as a basis, you know, when you walk around with that sensation, it allows me to experience the beauty in all of those things. So, you know, yes, I'm going through a difficult experience, but the amount of beauty and connection and, you know, joy that I have been receiving and allowing throughout it all has been extraordinary. I'm still quite gobsmacked by the level of it. And you know, so I guess I wanted to share with you today just that those ideas and help you kind of think about what is going on for you underneath your daily lives, like whatever it is you're living. And we're going to go on and talk about a few more things shortly, because one of the things that I've really learned over my time, and this is the faith delivers one of those, is, you know, how do all these bigger picture things, so having faith, you know, how does that completely relate to joy? And one of the things is around meeting core needs. So across my time as a joy coach and doing all of the inner work that I've done, one of the things I've learned is that we all have, as humans, core needs. Needs like, you know, a sense of security, a sense of safety, a sense of recognition, a sense of purpose, you know, a sense of feeling loved. You know, these are an example of what core needs we as humans really desire and need. That's why they're called needs. Really need in our life to feel fulfilled, to really experience those higher levels of emotion. When, you know, these core needs aren't met, it's kind of, you know, if you imagine a boat kind of bobbing around on choppy waters, there is rarely stillness or calm or an opportunity to enjoy the sunshine or the moment, because you're probably running around on the boat, you know, securing the ropes and putting the sails up and down, or calling Mayday even on the radio. So that's kind of how I think about it. So when your core needs are met, it is like you are sailing on a relatively calm, not to say that there aren't, you know, moments of, the waves come and the waves go, but there's a much greater opportunity to experience that stillness and calm. And, you know, when we're on choppy waters, you know, instead of experiencing that stillness and calm and all of the kind of higher vibration emotions like joy and love and exuberance and enthusiasm, you know, instead we might be experiencing things like anxiety, you know, real practical things like anxiety about bills being paid, you know, fear that we won't have people to look after us, whether that's, you know, in the short term, say surgery, or when we've got some, you know, financial troubles, or long-term, you know, say when we are older, you know, so that fear that somehow we'll be alone and unloved the rest of our lives. And those things bob around and make us kind of live on choppy waters when we're not identifying our core needs and really looking at them. When we come back, we're going to look at how we might meet those needs and why that's really important. So I'll be back in a second.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hey gang, welcome back to Gimme the Joy. I'm your host, Lynn Horde, and we're talking about how to deepen into the flow of joy. Before the break, I was talking about core needs. So imagine yourself like you're a boat on a water. When your core needs are met, it's like you're sailing across a pretty still lake. So there are waves, you know, they come and they go, but on the whole, it's quite still. And you get to experience stillness or calm. When our core needs are not met, it's like we're living on choppy waters. And it's like we're living with high levels of anxiety. You know, it could be about bills being paid or what's happening at work. We experience more fear about what life is, you know, what's happening in our life. And we can often not necessarily feel the love and connection that we desire and we really need as humans. Now, although these may not be conscious thoughts you have every day, they are swirling around in your subconscious and creating those emotions like, as I said, anxiety, stress, fear, potentially, you know, disappointment, disconnection. So all of those things that can make us feel uncomfortable and like something's missing, and they certainly take away from our ability to experience joy. And the reason for that is these emotions limit our capacity for experiencing joy and allowing it in your life. So there are two reasons for that. So one is around focus. So when we are focusing and kind of encompassed by those emotions, you know, we aren't necessarily able to look for the joy and allow the joy in the moments that it does exist in front of us. And then the other reason is because if you think of your body as a vessel, you know, like a big container of sorts, you know, if that space in that container is taken up with lots of those kind of fear-based or anxiety-based emotions, then there is less space for things like joy. So you can look at it either way. It's like the focus or the capacity. So when we have unmet needs, those emotions come up and then we have less capacity for joy. So at a very deep level, like the more you can meet your core needs and create that solid foundation of feeling whatever it is that you need, so feeling safe, you know, feeling secure, feeling loved and supported, the more you allow yourself, the more you expand into greater capacity for joy. You have more space in your vessel, you know, like your human body vessel for joy, you know, for happiness, love, satisfaction, connection, and so on. So I want you to really think about that, you know, and I mean, there are some great resources out there now just to talk about like what your core needs are as humans. And it's really something that I've been touching on more and more in my work because I now understand how important having those core needs met is to your ability, as I said, to experience more joy in your life. And it come, you know, the reason we're talking about this today is because one of the things I started off talking about was around my need for, you know, I'd felt alone and unsupported. So the needs in me that weren't getting met were connection, were, you know, that feeling of, you know, being safe and secure and supported, you know, all those things we desire. And for me, those particular needs really transformed when I developed my faith. So that's how all the things we've been talking about today really connect together. So what are your core needs? And it doesn't mean that faith will, you don't have to develop your faith in order to meet your core needs. Like it could be, it could be something else. So your need for connection, for example, you may already have a great faith. And if you're feeling a lack of connection, it could be because you need to develop friendships. Maybe you need to go out and, go dating if you're single and, look for a partner. Or maybe you need to get a puppy. Like, I've been thinking about that, puppy or a cat, there are different ways that we can meet those needs, but one of the very first things is you need to identify them. So I really invite you today to have a think about, what are the themes that come up for me on a regular basis? So as I said, mine were those two that I've experienced a lot in my life. So what might yours be? Where are the gaps that you feel in your life? Where are the things or the emotions that come up regularly? And do you know what causes those? Like what triggers you to have those experiences on a semi-regular kind of basis? And have a look at, what are the core needs and how could I potentially meet those? Obviously in healthy ways, guys, we're talking about, finding healthy ways to connect with people, healthy ways to, one of the things can be around, food can be a good example. Like if you're kind of looking to fill yourself up with food, what is the need that you need to be actually filling or meeting the needs of? It could be connection, it could be self-love. There are lots of different things. It's a very nuanced thing, but really, guys, I'd really encourage you to look into what are your core needs and how could you meet them? So the other really big thing that's been quite massive for me over this recent 2 months is this idea, and like stay with me because you'll probably have the same response I have for a long time, is the idea of surrender versus control. Man, this one's been hitting me in the face quite a lot during this experience, I can tell you. So I read a beautiful, and one of the reasons I really wanted to include this today was I was reading a book yesterday and I read a beautiful line that explained like kind of how I feel about it at the moment, but it put it in a really much more eloquent way than I had thought of. So essentially the line said, paraphrasing a little bit, that control stifles the magic that can happen in life, whereas surrender opens us up to the possibility of magic. So when I talk about joy and I think about what it's like to live a joyful life, there is magic there. I use that word and it delights me and I really believe, I believe in magic. And that's not to say, pulling rabbits out of hats, but I'm talking about in the magic that can happen when we are in sync with life, when we are in alignment with who we are, when we pursue our joy. I really believe there is magic at play in our lives and we allow it to be even more so in our lives when we pursue joy. One of my favorite sayings is, follow your joy. It will lead you. It will show you the way. And when I say show you the way, one of the things that shows you that you're on your way is because more magic shows up. So what do I mean by magic? You might call it by a different name. You can call it synchronicity. You can call it moments of wonder. You can call it awe at life or awe at, what might happen before you in life. Whatever you consider as magic, that's what your definition is. But the more you surrender, the more you're allowing in that magic is when you are able to surrender. So I, just like you, I always refer, when someone says to me, oh, Lynn, this is all about more surrender, surrendering into more of life. And I always go, oh, that old chestnut, because, I have struggled with this a lot, because I am, somebody who does require and kind of really has really relied on control in my life. But part of this idea of faith for me, which we were talking about earlier, is believing in magic and being willing to allow the universe or God or, again, whatever your definition is, to work magic on my behalf, on your behalf. So, as I've kind of been, growing my faith and deepening into the trust in the universe and its ability to weave magic on my behalf, I have been able to sink more into surrender. And, magic can be lots of things. And it's I said a couple earlier before, but, it is magic is those simple things for me, from witnessing the magnificent beauty of the autumn leaves to receiving the kindness and compassion of strangers, which I have, which I talked a lot about in the last show, because, you know, the level of kindness and compassion I have received has been so extraordinary in the last couple of months. It can also be, you know, beautiful synchronicity or the ease of things happening. So I've got a perfect example for you. Recently, I had to buy a car. It became really clear that I needed to buy a car because I'll be going to lots of treatments and appointments and things like that. And it was extraordinary. So I thought, right, I need a car. And I thought, oh, I have my friend. So I have a really good friend, deals in cars, and I knew when the time was right, I would call him and say, what can you tell me about a car? Do you have, where's your finger on the pulse of cars right now? So I called him and he said, you know what? I said, this is my budget. And he said, you know what? I've got a car in my driveway. It's an Audi TT. You can have it for that price. And I can't, and the, so the ease of this was incredible. I called my friend. He said, yep, for your budget, here's what I can do. I can bring it up to you in 2 days. And I was like, wow. So the other beautiful, the magical piece in this was, though, you may not know this about me, but I'm a bit of a car girl. I really enjoy driving. I like a bit of a snazzy car. And so this car fitted that bill beautifully. I literally did a little happy dance in my kitchen when he said to me, oh, I've got that car in the driveway. You can have that. And I was like, oh, my word, how much fun would that be? And the ease with which this happened was extraordinary. So 2 days later, he brought the car up. A few days later, you know, it was all sorted. The car was mine and that was it. I didn't have to go searching for cars. I had a car show up in my experience that was within my budget, which was an absolutely fun, playful car that brought me a smile, and it was that easy. So, you know, that is such a level of magic that, and I was like, wow, the synchronicity, the ease of that moment, it was really extraordinary. Now, that was, you know, and that obviously my life hasn't been like that the whole way through, but there is much more of that happening right now. And, you know, I kind of bring it back to this idea of surrender. Now, I know that surrender isn't easy. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about that because I've really struggled with it, as I said before, and I know it's not an easy idea to necessarily let go of control and embrace surrender. So we're going to talk about how we might be able to do that a little more when we come back from the break.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst?
Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, Navigating Through Life's Transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Hello, welcome back to Give Me the Joy. You're here with Lynn, your host for today, and we are talking about how to deepen into the flow of joy. So before the break, I was talking about magic, one of my favorite topics when we want to talk about joy. So for me, when you really step into this idea of joy and really embrace it in terms of taking action on a daily basis to make joy a habit and allow more of the joy into life, magic starts to happen. So a really interesting, when I first said to myself, right, I want more joy in my life, I kind of did like a six-week activity. I did 6 weeks of I'm going to focus on joy, I'm going to do fun things, I'm going to embrace what's in front of me. And it took 6 weeks, I would say, before magic really started to happen. But it did happen. And so I love talking about magic. And it'll, you know, for me, as I said, magic is around like synchronicity and ease and embracing more beauty in life and many of the other things. So magic can be, you know, what different things to different people. But one of the things I talked about before the break is one of the things that can get away in the way of this flow of magic and joy is the idea of needing to be in control. And the other thing I was talking about is like the opposite of control is surrender. Now, look, you and I both know surrender is not easy, my friend. Look, it might be for some people, but for someone like myself and perhaps you too, who loves themselves a bit of control, it can be a tricky thing to embrace this idea of surrender. So, you know, this idea of control is what makes us feel, it can make us feel safe. You know, it can give us a sense of control that somehow, you know, we are in charge of an outcome, that we can create the experience before us. And we certainly can, like in the idea of manifestation, but when we're trying to control an outcome by perhaps manipulating the situation or trying to influence like people or, you know, what's in front of us, or it's like, you know, trying to move pieces around a chessboard. That guys is more of an illusion of control. And I'm really getting in touch with this idea of illusion at the moment. And my current experience is really forcing me to do that in many ways, because right now there's not a lot that I am in control of, or certainly doesn't feel that way. So from the very first moment I was diagnosed, it honestly felt like I'd boarded a Japanese Shinkansen, so basically a bullet train, the Japanese bullet train that goes 120 miles an hour, and it felt like it's better way with me on it. You know, from appointments to results, to getting results, to treatment plans, to having treatment, to, you know, having a few mini operations in there, it all went at the speed of light, and I just turned up and I did what was required. So it didn't feel like I was necessarily, you know, in charge or in control. It just felt like I had to go with the flow. And, you know, this was, and I kind of can see now that this is in many ways is what I needed. I needed to be forced into a situation where I had to relinquish control. And sure, I would not necessarily have chosen this experience to have that happen, but I can really see how, as part of my growth as a human, as a part of my way of deepening into my faith and my trust in, you know, God and the universe, this was kind of required. I had to let go of my human idea that control was the way to create what I wanted in life. So in many ways, you know, I am grateful, you know, for this experience that I have had no choice to surrender, and it has taught me in many ways how to do that. But what it's also shown me is that it's okay to surrender, that I'm not going to, because I guess the fear for me around surrendering was that, you know, everything would go to pot. My life would fall to pieces. You know, I would find out that people weren't really there for me. It was all based on fear. It was all based on if I let go, everything would just crumble. Everything I had created would crumble. And it's not a rational fear. I get that. But it is a deep fear that I had. So in this experience, it has shown me that, you know, actually I have surrendered, and the level of support has been incredible. And I talked about that earlier in the show today, was the level of, you know, support and care and, you know, willingness to be there for me in many different ways has been quite a humbling, honestly, experience. You know, I've had to surrender to my humanness, you know, as someone who has been healthy and her entire life, this new experience of my body doing lots of different, weird, strange, unusual things, you know, has really got me in touch with my humanness, you know, and my need, you know, certainly after treatment, my need for support, because you are exhausted and kind of bound on the couch for a few days. You know, to having to ask for help from people in many different ways, and the very real experience of vulnerability when you are in that position. You know, I've had to surrender so many things, and it's been a really big letting go of my ego and all the ways I have tried to control and hold tight to my experience. And one of the things I've really realized in the last couple of days is just how much energy that has taken. So how much energy I put into trying to make things go a certain way, in trying to, you know, kind of make people, you know, think a certain way about me, perhaps. You know, and that's not to say that I wasn't being real, but, you know, that you still, it's a way of acting rather than being. And here's a really beautiful concept I want to share with you today. It's been beautiful for me, and I've really been thinking about it the last couple of days. Is that whole concept of, you know, we go around in the world, and, you know, when I talk about this whole idea of, you know, it takes a lot of energy to kind of present yourself in a certain way. And it doesn't mean it's not who you are, but you may be trying to, you know, present yourself in a certain way. And that idea, the idea of who you are being out in the world, rather than what you are doing out in the world, rather than who you are being. And it's been a real, I'm not sure how to say it, but it's been a real, because right now I am unable to give in the way I normally would on an everyday basis. So I am literally having to be. I can't do very much at the moment. I am literally having to be. And, you know, that raises a lot of ego fears, because I'm not doing my normal self. I'm having to just be. And it's really extraordinary, because I am having to literally surrender into that, you know, who I am being is enough. You know, literally, like, who I am being is enough one way or another. And I'm grateful for that experience of faith and trust, because although it's been uncomfortable, I know that one way or another, this will really strengthen my ability to be. And I know ultimately that's what we all need to do. I'm talking about doing and being. Sorry if that's got confusing. Ultimately, we all just need to be, you know, be who we are, and allow whatever unfolds from that to unfold, and trust that is the way it is meant to unfold. But, you know, as someone who desires control, who desires to create certain outcomes, like, that can be really difficult and scary. So I'm super grateful for the opportunity of surrender, because I don't have any choice. I can't do in the same way as I normally do. So I am really truly experiencing the idea of being, and how that is enough. Because like everybody else, the idea of enough, you know, being enough and am I enough, you know, is something that's, you know, threaded through my life. And I truly believe that it is the same for everybody to some degree or level. So this idea of I am enough really underpins the amount, and this really is a huge piece in the joy puzzle, my friends, is, you know, if you don't necessarily believe you are enough, you will go about life in a way that tries to make you enough, whether that's you know, how you behave, or the jobs you take, or the, you know, the responsibilities you take on, or whatever it could be. It could be a myriad number of things. You know, the way you behave in a relationship. It's usually about behavior. But, you know, if we don't believe we're enough, we go out in the world and expend a lot of energy trying to do or do things or be a certain way that makes us feel like we are enough, or allows the outside world to reflect to us that we are enough. So, you know, if that's something you've not worked on before, I'd really encourage you to do that, because we ultimately really need to, it's the whole, you know, I am enough, you know, in terms of loving you, who you are, and actually being in love with who you are. It's actually a beautiful thing. So I want to just leave that with you guys today. Just, I want you to know that you are enough. You deserve that every piece of joy that's coming your way and more. You deserve it all, my friend. And so I really hope that you can take away those ideas today and really consider, you know, how can I apply those in my life, or where do I sit with those, and how can I, you know, use what we've talked about today to grow in even more joy and deepen into the flow of joy for yourself. So thank you so much for being with me today and sharing this journey and tuning into the Give Me the Joy show. If you've got any questions or comments about today's topic, you can email me at hello@lynhord.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can catch the show every second and fourth Thursday of the month, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. UK time. And until next time, my friend, follow your joy. It will show you the way. Take care and bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Give Me the Joy show, which airs every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. In this hit show, I share very practical, very grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, work, and relationships. As a certified coach and facilitator, I support individuals and businesses to harness the power of joy to create positive, lasting change in all areas. For more information or to listen to the show, visit lynhord.com.